Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabians reject any Islamic claim to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Saudi Arabia is saying that they are actually rejecting the claim to the Temple Mount. Can you give us more details about this story?
Up until 1924, they were the ruling family in what we now know as Saudi Arabia, and were the custodians of Mecca and Medina, the first two holy sites for the Islamic religion. Israel, in signing the peace treaty with Jordan in 1994, granted special relationship to the Temple Mount without really defining it. The religious Islamic trust on the Temple Mount, which is known as the Waqf.
The argument is all about the Saudis wanting to make certain that the Islamic world, in their daily prayers, focus on Mecca. Was that pretty much on target?
Very much so, Jimmy. In addition to that, there's always been a centuries-old argument about exactly where that farthest mosque that is mentioned in the Quran happens to be. Where the Muhammad went to, it doesn't say. So there are many Islamic scholars who claim that it's not in Jerusalem at all.
As I hear you telling us what is going on, I think that it's very interesting that the Saudis reject any Islamic claim to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And I think I read something that said they were encouraging the Jews to go ahead and build a temple up there.
Well, I'm not quite sure, Jimmy, whether that is an official Saudi Arabian policy or it may be some individuals are trying to move that on what we call social media platforming, or maybe the Saudis are sending them out as a test for the war, you know, to try the water and to see what's going on. It's a very interesting development on the Temple Mount.
Winky Medad explaining that Saudi Arabia rejects any Islamic connection to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The fact that Saudi Arabia rejects any Islamic connection to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem opens the way for the Jews to move forward in building their temple on the Temple Mount. That is exactly what the ancient Jewish prophets revealed. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46, and 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 to 18. With all preparations in place, the Jews could start construction of their next temple in the next few days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...